Well, I'm joined now at the Gemquip Stadium by Nev Powell, the Bangor City manager. 2-0 defeat here today under the Scorio live coverage. Nev, we got a goal early on, but that was disallowed. Port Talbot then responded immediately and went 1-0 up and got a second goal early doors afterwards. What did you make of that in general?
I think it was a key moment of the game. We should have been 1-0 up. There's nothing wrong with a goal, you know, and we started the game first 10 minutes pretty well. We got a goal, we thought, and we had it chalked off, and you know, we stopped for 10 minutes and all of a sudden we're 2-0 down. You know, I don't think the lads were fully at the races first half. You know, we had a long trip down here. You know, it's a difficult place to come, and we were just thought a yard off the pace, you know, and as you say, we could have been one up, and things like that change games, and they got their two goals and were happy to defend them, but we threw everything at them second half. We created a number of chances, which, you know, maybe if we take one chance we go on to win the game, and but as you say, disappointing. We hate losing games, and a long way to come. There's a lot of Bangor fans here, and as you say, the lads worked their socks off. We just switched off for 15 minutes first half, and we were punished for it.
Yeah, I mean, on the whole, I think Port Talbot were maybe a little bit sharper at times in the middle of the park.
Definitely first half. You know, I thought we come out second half, we were a lot tighter, we were a lot higher up the pitch. You know, we passed the ball, we'd done things a lot quicker. You know, maybe the journey down here took its toll with the players sitting on the bus for 5 hours, I don't know. But as you say, we were a lot, you know, second half, we were first to ball. You know, we were first to the ball, and we were getting balls in the box, and to be honest, we've got to be a bit more clinical in front of goal, because said half time, if we can get one, you could go and win this game. And you know, we created a number of chances there second half, and we unfortunately didn't take any. So, you know, disappointed, but we just got to regroup and make sure we go again ready for Airbus next week.
Yeah, late change just before kickoff there with Chris Jones dropping out, Chris Langos coming in. Langos, always impressive with his pace, etc., but do you reckon he's not getting enough protection from the referees?
Well, as you say, Christian's a good player, isn't he? And he does need protecting a bit. And there's a few nasty challenges going on in tonight. You know, we lost Chris, which was a blow. Christian's come in, he's had a good game, to be fair, Christian. You know, he was out wide right and he went through the middle, and he was a handful all night, really. But as you say, we look at our squad. Matt, you know, Joe's gone back to Wrexham, and you know, we lost Matty Woodward as well this morning. So we were wafer thin. But as you say, we'll look forward to the game next week now.
Yeah. Any news ahead of that game?
No. Just we'll train next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and hopefully get Matty Woodward back in there. Hopefully Chris Jones should be okay. You know, he's had a bug. He's desperately unlucky to miss out today. And as you say, we'll just put this behind us and start again, and you know, hopefully we'll get a couple of decisions on our side and go and win the game.
Okay, thanks, Nev.
All right,
cheers.
Okay.